A cooing, gesturing humanoid on wheels that can decipher emotions has been unveiled by billionaire Masayoshi Son, who says robots should make people smile. According to the Associated Press, Sun's mobile phone company SoftBank said this week that the robot named Pepper will go on sale in Japan in February next year for $1,900. Sun said Pepper is programmed to read the emotions of people around it by recognizing expressions and voice tones. There appears to be a tiny plastic step towards gender equality. Lego has announced that it will soon roll out a female minifigure set, which will feature an astronomer with a telescope, a paleontologist with a dinosaur skeleton, and a chemist in her lab. The set, called Research Institute, was designed and submitted for Lego by Dr. Ellen Kujiman, a geochemist in Stockholm. A picture of an arrested Zimbabwe man in police regalia with a goatee has gone viral on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media. The Harare man, identified by the state-controlled media as Madzibaba Chacha, a tailor, went viral after being posted on various social networks. And the dreams of another royal wedding happening in the near future have officially been crushed. Prince Harry and Cressida Bonas are never, ever getting back together. According to Vanity Fair, the younger prince and his on-again, off-again girlfriend of 2 years are very much apart. His friends told the magazine's Royal Watch column that there will be no happy reunions, which means the red-headed royal is back on the market. This news comes after recent whispers that Harry was trying his best to win Cressida back. One night, he even hosted her at Kensington Palace for a romantic meal cooked by the prince himself. Over to you, Gibbs.